You're listening to Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for their spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, tools, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn and garden gear. For a limited time, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after your mail-in rebate. Don't miss out on the savings. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now, we're going to go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line, and we can tell you that drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. All right, joining us here is Travis Sawchick. He's an MLB writer for The Score. By the way, The Score is an incredible app to get up-to-date all kinds of reporting and scores. Download The Score app today. Travis, welcome onto the show. You're listening. You're on with David and Carla.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the MLB season is underway. It's an exciting start. Let me start with the Angels, because I think they've been a really positive development in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani's been exceptional, or really head-turning. Is this the best Angels team we've seen in a long time?
It certainly has the best three players we've seen from an Angels team in a long time. With Mike Trout still looks like the best player in baseball. I don't think anyone has knocked him off that crown, but or that perch. But if anyone could, it might be his teammate Ohtani, who is just an incredible story, incredible talent, and I think it would be so great for the Angels and for baseball if he can stay healthy and pull off this dual threat season he's embarking on. And Anthony Rendon, before Ohtani was fully healthy, was arguably the best teammate that Trout had ever had. So I think this Angels team is really interesting. Three stars, two potential superstars this season in Trout and Ohtani. And it's been a lot of fun to watch so far.
So, Travis, let's stay in the AL West and let's look at the team that's atop the AL West. We're here in Houston and we've got our Astros sitting in first place in the AL West. It is early, seven games in. They own a plus 27 run differential. I mean, what a blistering start to the season. What do you see happening with Houston? And do you think that, the vitriol they're going to receive on the road this year, is that going to slow this down or is that just going to fire this up?
So far it appears to be firing this club up. And, they entered the season with a huge chip on their shoulders. I think a lot of people were, doubting their achievements and their talent level and all that sort of thing. And, just putting the sign ceiling to the side, I mean, this is still a great collection of players. It's still a great collection of players. These guys are still great hitters as a collective group, and I think they're setting out to prove that. We saw some of that in the postseason last year too. But the way Altuve, Bregman, Alvarez, all these Correa, these guys are all seemingly to be on a mission, and maybe they're embracing the villain role. Yeah, Brantley. I mean, these guys are all they're all great hitters. I'm sure they regret, what they did, but they are proving that, they weren't the product of just sign stealing. Now these are, I think they're on a mission to prove something.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Travis, what is your take on Dusty Baker's comments that he made the other day after they got mercilessly booed by the Angels fans, trash cans thrown on the field, when he said, it's easy if you live in glass houses, basically, and you need to look at yourselves before spewing hate. What do you make of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough position. I think, it's really tough. I think we can understand if you're being objective about it, I think you can understand why fans are really upset with this. It was it was a big scandal, and I think there's a lot of people that don't feel like the Astros fully paid a price. There were a lot of players who granted, of course, immunity to talk to baseball, what happened, that sort of thing. a lot of people who lost jobs are back in Hinch's still managing Cora. So a lot of people don't feel like there was a great price to be paid, or there has been. So I think that also is part of it. But, you know, our fans going over the line with throwing trash cans on the field, I don't know what the right answer is, but I think at some point, after the Astros have made one trip around the league, I think it'd probably be better for baseball to see all that calm down. But, it's an ugly situation, and, it is really unfortunate because, looking back, I don't really think the Astros needed to be doing that.
Amen. And
I don't even know how much they benefited from it. And, they're paying a price for it. And you build up, you work your whole career to the pinnacle of the sport. And these guys are some of the best players in the field. And a lot of them, I don't even really think benefited that greatly from the edge. And they damage your reputations. And we're seeing them have to live with that. Whether the fan reaction is over the top or not, I don't really want to speak to that because I don't know what the right answer is or if there's one, but it's just really unfortunate. But to your original point, these guys are still really good, and we're seeing that early this season.
We're talking to Travis Sawchick. He's an MLB writer for The Score. Okay, Carl and I do this show once a week, and earlier in the week, she was writing show notes, and the headline on one of the notes with MLB was, "The Red Sox, are they this bad?" Because they started 0-3, and now they won four straight. The Red Sox, are they this good? And they do seem to have better starting pitching than they did last year. What is the outlook for the Red Sox this season? What can the expectation be?
Yeah, it's so tough to evaluate early season baseball. is Nate Lowe going to lead the majors in RBIs? Probably not. Were the Red Sox going to go 0-162? Of course, they weren't. I think they're certainly not a division favorite, but I think they can be in that group of teams that can realistically compete for a wild card spot. To me, they look like a low to mid 80s wins team without any improvement. And yep. Yeah, they would look better with Mookie Betts on the roster. they're still. Devers can really hit. JD Martinez looks like he's in a great place early. While Mookie Betts would help that team. I do like what I think Verdugo is going to be a very good player this year. The pitching staff, I think some of those guys have made skill gains. Matt Barnes looks really good at the end game right now. I think they're going to be a competitive team. I think there's a lot of teams in that they project, to that mid to low 80s wins total that are going to be in the race deep into the season, and I count the Red Sox in that group.
So I know it's early, but what has surprised you most thus far this season, a particular team or player? What's been the biggest surprise this early?
the great White Sox rookie has taken the league by storm, and that's been surprising. I've been paying a lot of attention to some league-wide trends because it's so tough to make anything of individual performances early this year.
Yep.
But, strikeouts, the baseball really wants to reduce that, and yet it's up to, after 1 week, we're at 25.3%, a quarter of plate appearances earning in strikeouts. It's the biggest year-over-year leap through 1 week since 2016. So, when does that march end? What is baseball have to do? Because I think at some point, you can't have 30% strikeout rates in baseball. And it'd almost be it'd be really tough to watch for some people. Home run rates, I thought, might be down because of the new ball, but
right. They're
not. They're kind of right in line where they were with last year. So
and
I
they're
think,
so long. They're like 425 Alvarez last night and Altuve 427. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird because it looks like there is there's a little bit more drag apparently on the ball, which is what they wanted, but it's also leaving exit velocity is way up. Mm-hmm. So it's like these competing factors where batted balls are leaving the bat faster, but they're, and more of them are being hit in that sweet spot range that we call a barrel. Like that's a fancy metric range for it. But without getting too nerdy, it's interesting that despite whatever changes were made to the ball, it's basically the same home run environment as a year ago. So the game keeps making this march towards more home run dependent offense, more strikeouts from pitchers. And the one individual who's really jumped out to me, I guess, early on is Corbin Burnes with the Brewers pitcher. He's been unhittable. He's got like six pitches working right now, and I think that might be a legitimate leap to ace it. So it's tricky to mix too much of individual
performances stuff
early, but he's one that jumps out.
Well, that's awesome stuff. Thank you, Travis. That's Travis Sawchuk. You can read him, Travis Sawchuk, on The Score. He's an MLB writer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.